Archer man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Country boy can survive. This is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota, and boy, I'm looking forward to that. Coming concert here where Hank Williams Jr., yes, the man himself, the man you just heard, I get to see him in person and never have. I'm really looking forward to that. And of course, he'll be singing A Country Boy Can't Survive. Well, here we are. I'm up here in the least visited state in America and North Dakota, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network down in Round Rock, the sprawling metropolis of Round Rock, Texas. That's where you send your support. And, of course, we're live. It's always live. So thank you for joining us here. You might be able to squeeze in a phone call in today's show. With today's show, I'm inaugurating in the interim here. I'm going to widen the coverage of the Trump Phenomenon Show to spend some more time talking about the deep state. And that against which Donald Trump and all of us rail. And so you'll, if I can squeeze it in tonight or today, I would like to, the part of the deep state that really has me riled up right now is their efforts to start World War III. That, what was the saying there? Let me try to remember it correctly. It was a very good saying from decades ago, a nuclear war can wreck your whole day. And that's quite true. But at this very moment, when I'd like to widen out a little bit, Donald Trump gave an incredible performance yesterday in Commerce, Georgia. He had a huge, as the man says, huge rally. And it was spellbinding. So we're going to focus on that. I'll bring you some gems from that appearance by Donald Trump yesterday. And he had some other stars there. I'll tell you what, we're getting some reinforcements here. It's not just Donald Trump anymore. One of the people that he brought into the fray, inspired to get into the fray, is Marjorie Taylor Greene, who represents Northwest Georgia as a U.S. congressman. Oh, my goodness, is Marjorie Taylor Greene wonderful. And she is, her website is mtg4america.com. Another one that was speaking yesterday, beautiful, from the 1st Congressional District of Florida, the Redwood Riviera, or the Redwood, the Redneck Riviera. I used to live there at Panama City Beach, Matt Gaetz. Oh, is he a good one? So the and just to give you the short summary of one of the best things that happened yesterday, it really became apparent that Donald Trump is laser beam focused on running the rhinos out of the Republican Party leadership. And he zeroed in on this turkey of a rhino governor, Brian Kemp of Georgia. He's the guy that wrecked the 2020 election. He's the guy that kicked away two U.S. Senate seats by being a rhino, by betraying the Trump Make America Great, America First movement. And who? But you'll hear it. You'll hear Donald Trump just savaging this piece of garbage, Brian Kemp. And Donald Trump endorsed David Perdue to beat him in the primary. The primary is coming up. So all of you who are out there in Georgia, your early voting is May 2nd, and the primary itself is May 24th. And it is supremely important that David Perdue trounce Brian Kemp in that primary and then go on in the general election to win over Stacey Abrams there in Georgia. So, Will, it was wonderful yesterday, and then looking forward, you Michiganders up there, Donald Trump next Saturday, he's going to be in Washington, Michigan, which is a small town north of Detroit, 30 miles or so, I think, as I recall, north of Detroit. He will be there. A little concerned there. I'm looking at the weather. It's going to be a little chilly, so bundle up. But there's something will be shown by that. It's going to be a little cold, according to the weather forecast. But America will see, once again, at a Trump rally, tens, scores of thousands of people. It doesn't matter that it's cold. I stood among thousands of Trump patriots in Bemidji, Minnesota, in freezing rain. The rain was actually forming ice in our hair, somewhat caught by surprise by how cold it was and how inclement, how strong the wind was. It didn't, nobody leapt. Nobody was deterred. We stood there and let rain freeze in our hair. We're outdoors. And, you know, that's affecting people. They're seeing this. It doesn't matter how cold it is. We'll stand in the snow. We're like Washington's army at Valley Forge. We have shoes on, little bit different there, but the same kind of toughness. So that'll be next week, next Saturday, 7 p.m. I hope he moves it up from 7 p.m. so that they be a little bit warmer. I think it's going to be in the, I think the high is scheduled to be 45 or something like that. So by 7 p.m., it might be down in the 30s. Anyway, whatever happens, it isn't going to matter. Those people stand and wait for that speech. But then, okay, there you go, Michiganders and people nearby. There's another event. Donald Trump's now moving it up to a weekly schedule. He is going to be in Selma, North Carolina on April 9th, the following Saturday at 7 p.m. And that should be plenty warm enough. Selma, North Carolina, April 9th. So anybody anywhere within shouting distance of those two towns, you have no excuse not to be there. So we'll go, and we'll go there. We'll go to Commerce, Georgia here in just a little bit. I'll turn on the microphone, turn on the speaker for Donald Trump, and you'll be able to hear him. Let's see, what else can I announce as a preliminary? Oh, the name of the show. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I didn't give the date. Today is March 27th, 2022. Yes, I have to lean forward to see the little numbers on the screen. And I'm James Kelso. So we'll be together here from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This is a live show. So let me launch right in here. Let me back up my cursor here and just to the start of this Trump rally yesterday. You're going to love it. Let me move it forward here. Here he comes. I'm just dropping it in pretty near the beginning.
Well, we did so well, far better than anybody understands, but a lot of you do understand, with thousands of proud, hardworking, freedom-loving American patriots, and that's exactly what you are. 8 months from now, the people of Georgia are going to vote to fire the radical Democrats, and you're going to elect the wonderful friend of mine and a great man, a great senator, and a great man, David Perdue, is your governor. We need him. We need him badly. And Burt Jones is running as lieutenant governor. He's doing a fantastic job. And Jody Heiss is your secretary of state. John Gordon as your attorney general. And, of course, the great and legendary Herschel Walker as your senator. Herschel, we love Herschel. And together we're going to end Nancy Pelosi's political career once and for all.
Oh, yeah.
But But before we can defeat the Democrats, socialists, and communists, which is exactly what we're running against at the ballot boxes fall, we first have to defeat the rhino sellouts and the losers in the primaries this spring. We have a big primary coming up. Right here in your state, we're going to throw out a very, very sad situation that took place. Your rhino governor, Brian Kemp.
Wow. Nails it.
And we're going to replace him with a very strong person and a fearless fighter and somebody that frankly got screwed in the last election, David Perdue. Never lost in his life. Unlike Kemp and his crony Brad Raffensperger, David Perdue will never surrender to Stacey Abrams and the militant radical left. Not going to happen. With your vote, we're going to rescue the state of Georgia from the rhinos. We're going to rescue your state from the radical left, and then we're going to, ready, make America great again.
Now, I'm going to try to interrupt this as little as I can, but my gosh, that man just said it all right there. You've never heard a national Republican leader call the rats that we've been fighting for all of our lives, they're communists. And come on, call a communist a communist. Donald Trump's the first guy, and he's still the best, to get up there and say that. And you're going to hear, I hope you'll get to hear a bunch of it in this speech. Donald Trump, just to give you a little teaser here, he uses a bunch of really colorful language. You know I like colorful language. So he uses some four-letter terms in this speech that, yes, he uses that one. And it's powerful. It adds punch to what he's saying. And I agree with what he's doing completely. It's you could say, no more Mr. Nice Guy. The gloves are off. So here we go again. I don't know what I'm going to skip in this speech. I'll have to skip a little bit. But here we go. This is yesterday.
And if there's one thing the people of Georgia need to know about this race, it's that Brian Kemp, he sold you out. He didn't look. He didn't want to look. He didn't want anything to do with it. He didn't want anything to do with it. Kemp has repeatedly caved to Stacey Abrams. I think he's afraid of her. Why is he afraid of her? The hell is there to be afraid of? But he bent to Stacey Abrams. I don't think he bent to Joe Biden. I don't think Joe Biden knows what the hell's happening. And he definitely bent to the fake news media, which is right back there. Oh, look at all of them. Oh, look at all of them. Look at the fake news. That's a lot of fake news. Wow. I wish to show the extent of this crowd, because way, way behind them, this crowd goes as far as the eye can see. As far as the eye can see.
It's that big. It's huge.
But they won't turn the cameras. Look, CNN, they won't turn the cameras. You know why? Because they don't want to have people see how big this movement is. There's never been a movement like this in the history of our country. Brian Kemp is a turncoat. He's a coward. It is a complete and total disaster. Just consider these facts. Kemp and Raffensperger allowed themselves to be bullied into a catastrophic consent decree engineered by Stacey Abrams.
Now, forgive me, folks, but just if you realize the greatness, don't let it just pass you by, the greatness of what you just heard. Donald Trump is taking down a sitting Republican governor, Brian Kemp, and his lieutenant governor, Brad Raffensperger. He's just taking them down, throwing them to the mat. This has never been done before. You don't do this. You're not allowed to do this in the Republican Party, the Bush Party, that we all are so disgusted with. You couldn't do something like that. Donald Trump is he's swinging with both fists. He's dancing. He's bobbing. He's weaving. He's incredible. And let me tell you, the energy he has. You know, we started this with him in 2015. He has more energy now, in my opinion. He's more energetic now than he was then. He's sharper now than he was then. He is an amazing amazingly powerful leader.
That effectively abolished signature verification and allowed massive voter fraud to occur throughout the state of Georgia. It's all been found out. We have all the numbers, and they're massive numbers. Under Kemp, who just didn't want to do anything, Georgia officials took $45 million from Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. You ever hear of that one? To fund election-related activities, over 90% of which was given to blue areas of the state to bolster Democrat turnout. 90% went to areas of the state to help the Democrats. Great job, Brian. You did a great job. We lost two senators over this. Not only a presidential election, we lost two senators. Kemp and Raffensperger also allowed a left-wing organization to mail out 2.2 million absentee ballot applications and place unsecured drop boxes throughout the state, paving the way for massive election fraud. He didn't do a damn thing. He didn't do a damn thing. And you were all there on election night. You looked at Pennsylvania, who, by the way, they're moving big. You looked at Wisconsin. You see what's going on in Wisconsin. You see the nursing homes, where almost everybody in the nursing home voted. But now it's found out that just a very small percentage voted. And Wisconsin's doing a very big number. And you look at what's going on in different states. Take a look at Nevada. Look at what's happened in Nevada. Look at what's happened in Arizona. It's all over the place. It's massive election fraud. We've had fraudulent elections, and we have open borders. And without those two things, you don't have a country.
You don't have a country. Wow. And notice the part of the power of Donald Trump. Look at his mastery of detail. He gets into each state. He gets into each race. He goes after each and every, now every, rhino. So he's taking names and kicking butt. It is incredible, the leadership he's providing. Not just general leadership. He's getting down to the details. Let me risk jumping forward here just a little bit. Everything you skip is brilliant. Let's skip forward a few minutes here. Yeah. Here we go. Let's see. Go back just a little bit. I don't want to miss this little gem. Here he comes.
Level that nobody's ever done before. Last week in Texas, 33 out of 33. We had victories, 33 out of 33. It was an incredible. That was an incredible day. And generally speaking, our endorsements are incredible. There's never been anything. And I take it very seriously. And that's why I'm so angry that I endorsed this guy. I endorsed him because people that I know asked me to endorse him. And I didn't know the other people running. And now I actually got to know some of the other people, and they're really great people. But we picked Kemp, and now we have to get Kemp the hell out. Kemp is petrified of Abrams. He's not strong, and I don't know that he's incompetent or what's going on. Why aren't they looking at this massive election fraud?
Now, notice what he just did there. I skipped a little so you didn't hear all of it. But he just said, mea culpa. I apologize. I got it wrong. Back in 2018, Brian Kemp asked for my endorsement, and I gave it to him because of what other people told me. And he said, I got it wrong, so blame me. That was beautiful, beautiful. Man willing to take blame for missing. And just a beautiful act of leadership. Let me skip forward a little bit more. Just skip forward a little bit more. He's going to get some colorful language in here. I'll probably miss all the really good colorful language. But it's really good. Oh, there are some choice words in this speech. I'll save them for you right after the break. Come on back.
It'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
All right, we're back, and okay, let's see here. I goofed this up here a little bit, maybe. No, I didn't. Here it is. We'll return to Donald Trump here. I was looking for a video of Marjorie Taylor Greene, this incredible firecracker of a congresswoman from Northwest Georgia, and I'll give you a little sample of her, but part of the good news about Donald Trump is obviously he sets the agenda at these events. He puts Marjorie Taylor, he gives her her own speech. He then brings her up on the stage for more speaking. Same with Matt Gaetz. Donald Trump is picking the winners, and he's not being fooled by any of the rhinos anymore. And he's accepting blame for those that did fool him. What is that? Fool me once. Shame on you. He's not being fooled twice.
Kemp is renominated. he will go down in flames at the ballot box because Stacey will steal it from him and humiliate him, just like she brazenly stole the Georgia election from right under his nose in 2020, which hurt two senators and which hurt the presidential candidate. Who was that? That happened to be me. The fact is, Republicans were so angry at Kemp and Raffensperger that they refused to go out and vote for the two senators. And make no mistake, David Perdue, who is a wonderful man and an incredible family, and who really got screwed by Kemp, is the only candidate in this race who can beat Stacey the Hoax Abrams this November. And you know, the reason for that is because Trump voters, MAGA, Trump voters will not go out and vote for Kemp. They're not going to vote. And let's say it's going to be a close election.
Now, Trump just, he just ended the political career of Brian Kemp. It's over right there. It's over. And Trump is going from state to state doing this, picking off rhinos one at a time, like Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, her career was ended by Donald Trump. She's finished in politics. All right, let's jump ahead further. This is all designed to make your day and make you feel better about our chances. I'm feeling pretty good about them. Let's go to, let's just go forward here. We just skip through the minutes. And another, some more gems.
Impacted because Republicans that happen to like Donald Trump, MAGA Republicans, are not going to go and vote for this guy Kemp. And if they don't vote for Kemp, they're not going to be able to vote for a great man right there, Herschel Walker. And we don't want that to happen. So a vote for Brian Kemp, Rhino, in the primary is a vote for a Democrat senator who shouldn't be in the Senate. He's got a terrible past. Why doesn't anybody ever bring up his past? If they don't bring it up, I'm coming back in a couple of weeks and I'm going to bring it up. Herschel, will you please bring it up? His past is terrible. It's a vote for Stacey Abrams and it's a vote for radical Democrats up and down the ballot. A vote for David Perdue is a vote to save Georgia. And really, it's a vote for this country because we have to have honest elections. The choice is clear. If you don't want a socialist, extremist, and racist lunatic like Stacey Abrams raising your taxes, indoctrinating your children, defunding your police, setting loose criminals, they're all over the place, they're setting them loose, and they're pouring into our country. We have the strongest border in history. And now we have the weakest border in history in just 1.5 years. The good news is now I talk about 2.5 years instead of 4 years. It's amazing. Time is flying by.
Now, that's a theme we'll echo here on this show. 2.5 years instead of 4 years. It's not long here, folks. Donald Trump is going to be president again in 2.5 years. That's not long to wait.
But look at the havoc and look at the destruction that they've done to our country in such a short period of time. But David Perdue, vote for him, please. Republican primary on May 24th. Remember also, early voting begins on May 2nd. So however you vote, but make sure your vote is counted. Check it. You can check it. Make sure your vote isn't for David Perdue and it turns to be for the other guy. The other guy.
So he's on it there. Let me go forward here. Here's another gem here. I love this. Just go forward 5 minutes. Skipping a bunch of brilliant stuff. Here he comes back.
186 people who happen to be dead. In short, Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger and Attorney General Chris Carr, who's a disaster, are guilty of gross dereliction of duty at a minimum. And now you must vote them the hell out of office, okay? And remember, they did nothing except hinder and impede the process of finding out what the hell happened. Once and for all, it's time to teach the rhinos a lesson, and it has to be a lesson that they will never forget. The days of phony politicians betraying Republican voters and, frankly, voters of our country, it's over. If Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger had not surrendered, on the election, which they did immediately, right from the beginning. Remember, they didn't want to do that special session for the senators, Republican senators, and thus lost two Senate seats. We would right now be living in a very different world. We would be in a very different country. The truth is, I ran twice, I won twice, and I did much better the second time. And now, we just may have to do it again.
And folks, have no doubt whatsoever. The president, every time he says that sort of sentence he just uttered, he is running in 2024. There is no question whatsoever he's running. He only has to, he can't announce his candidacy now. He could, but there are disadvantages. Election-wise, there are disadvantages to announcing way, way early. The whole Federal Election Commission rigmarole kicks in, and his hands are tied in a number of areas. He loses less maneuvering room. So he's running. Don't worry. And he'll announce it when it is strategically the right moment. Now, notice the crowd went wild on what? His announcement, I'm going to have to do it again. And this crowd is humongous. He actually says correctly, he says, I can't see the end. It goes over the horizon. It goes out of sight, this crowd in Commerce, Georgia. And the crowd is going wild with enthusiasm that Donald Trump is leading them into the 2024 election. And remember, Matt Gaetz at this event announces that he's going to nominate Donald Trump for Speaker of the House in November of 2022. That's 8 months from now, folks.
Democrats are bad on the economy. They're horrible on inflation. They're terrible on the military, bad on taxes, bad on Ukraine. Should have never happened. And boy, are they bad on getting out. We were all set to get out of Afghanistan with dignity and strength. Remember that disaster? You know, without that, you might not have seen Ukraine, because I think Putin was watching and he said, man, these people are incompetent. The only thing they're good at, frankly, is cheating on elections. They're experts at that. You could take the five worst presidents in American history and put them together, and they would not have done the damage Joe Biden has done in just 15 months. In just over a year, he has managed to kill, literally kill, the American dream. But do not lose hope, because with the right leadership, America will be back greater, stronger, and more powerful than ever before. Joe Biden's been one train wreck after another. Just take a look at what he's doing out at NATO. Ay, 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 these people don't believe our representative. He disgraced our nation with his humiliating surrender in Afghanistan. Inflation is now, as you know, just reported highest in over 40 years. Gas prices are the highest in history. Think of that. And we had them below $2 a gallon. Think of that. And now it's going up to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now I can you count. Our borders are completely demolished. Bloodthirsty criminals are laying waste to our Democrat-run cities. There were more COVID deaths in 2021 than there were in 2020 with all the work we did, too. Who would have believed that? And just when you thought it couldn't get worse, Joe Biden totally failed to deter Russia's disgraceful invasion of Ukraine. All those people are dead. Putin's heinous attack on a proud and sovereign nation shocks The conscience of every person of goodwill shocks the conscience of the people of Georgia, I can tell you, where we spent a fortune on your vets and we spent a fortune on rebuilding your military right here. What a job we did. The invasion of Ukraine should never have happened. And as everyone is saying, if I was in the White House and they've had actually, I remember Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. Did you ever hear of him? He's a sleepy son of a bitch, and he's on.
Oh, Chuck Todd, a sleepy son of a bitch. And, you know, I'll tell you what. This is no holds barred. This is no more Mr. Nice Guy. This is talking to America. Now, something he does here, I'm going to skip forward, but I know some Donald Trump gets it on Ukraine. What is the problem in Ukraine? What is the threat? America first. He's America first. He's thinking of America first. These creeps like Brian Kilmeade on Fox, these idiots, these armchair warriors who are trying to start World War III. They don't have it. What the hell are they doing? These people who want to send every conceivable form of the America's top armament in, as if that is not people like Joe Biden, who wants to say Putin must be deposed. Others among them who say Putin must be assassinated. These people are animals. These are retarded animals. They're endangering every child on earth. They're playing around. They're like people smoking a cigar while they play with dynamite. Only they're, I don't mind if they blow themselves up. What's unconscionable is these people like Brian Kilmeade, this turd at Fox Television, this turd is drooling all over himself, trying to start World War III, a war in which there will be how many survivors? None. Children all over the world, children in countries that have nothing to do with anything to do with Ukraine, they will be dead because pieces of garbage like Brian Kilmeade managed to provoke the president of Russia into a nuclear war. These people are nuts, and they need to be gotten pushed to the side. The people with common sense like Donald Trump, who understands a war, a world war, a nuclear war over Ukraine, while our borders open, we're gonna defend Ukraine down to the last American? That's nuts. And of course, what's needed, I want to get back to Donald Trump. What's needed in Ukraine? A man like Donald Trump, who at this point, if he stepped in, he'd say, hey, you, Putin, you sit here. You, Zelensky, you sit over there. And we're going to negotiate this damn thing. We're going to save some people's lives. You two people are nuts. You're quite willing to save your own skins to kill as many people as possible. You don't care how many. Zelensky doesn't care how many Ukrainians die. He's concerned. He's an egotistical snot. He's concerned about Volodymyr Zelensky. Donald Trump would sit them down and say, you're going to negotiate. What are the issues? Put them on the table. Let's work it out. You give this, you give that, you give this, you give this. And we're not going to kill everybody. This is an argument over small pieces of real estate in Ukraine. Donetsk and Luhansk, two small pieces of real estate in Ukraine. And Vladimir Putin, months before all of this, Zelensky launched it into total war. Putin made it clear, all he was asking is, pledge that you won't join NATO, item one. Two, recognize the independence of Donetsk and Luhansk, which are overwhelmingly Russian in population. And that was it. The Crimea thing, he said, also recognize Crimea, but that's a fait accompli, so that take that off the list. Three items. Don't join NATO and recognize that Donetsk and Luhansk, which are overwhelmingly Russian, and don't want to be ruled by you, Zelensky, and your crazed, cutthroat, corrupt administration. That was it. That's a very easy negotiation, a very reasonable demand from Vladimir Putin, which could have been settled in one weekend sitting at a table with a few signatures on some paper. Not one person needed to die. And that needs to be recognized. And now, instead, we've got people like Newt Gingrich and who's this creep in South Carolina? What's his face? Basically trying to start World War III. Lindsey Graham. What a turd Lindsey Graham is. What a rhino. Let's start World War III. We're back into George Bush. George Bush, but now we're not talking about a tin pot dictator in Baghdad. We're talking about the president of Russia, who has in his arsenal more nukes than perhaps China and America combined. You have to be a really sick puppy, a really sick puppy, to deliberately try to provoke a nuclear war. All right, let's go back to the president. But the president gets it. Who cares if Kelso gets it? Donald Trump gets it. The fate of the world may depend on that.
He's on a show called Meet the Fake Press. You have that, you have Deface the Nation, you have all of these shows. But he said, how come, he was talking to Blinken, and he said, so how come this never happened on Trump's watch? Why didn't it happen? He said they knew better. They did know better. They know better. By the way, do you mind if I put on a hat? It's windy as hell up here. Hey. Hey. Thank you. Hey.
He put on his Make America Great Again hat.
They said, you know, they said to me, sir, it's windy as hell. You better put on a hat. You get blown to pieces.
Let me skip forward now. I'm just going to, we're going to probably miss some great stuff. I'm skipping forward here. I hate to do it. I hate to do it. All right. I'm just going to drop the cursor back in here.
It's animators, by the way. 129 countries from all over, not just South America, from all over the Middle East. They come into our country and we allow them to come in. We're going to be paying a price for a long time, even in Afghanistan with those planes. I watched Biden say, oh, this was a great thing. What was great? Yet people falling off the sides of the plane. Our people were panicking. Nobody knew what the hell was happening. Yet many people riding that plane up to 2,500 feet and then dropping off the plane. What a sight that was. What a horrible sight that was. And they were loaded up with people. We have no idea who those people were. We know 3% of the people deserve to be in our country. Many of those people that came in are terrorists, okay? And we're going to be paying a price for this for a long time, for all of this incompetence and for open borders. The stupidest thing, not even believable. And we had the wall almost complete. 3 weeks it would have been complete, and they stopped it. And then when Texas wanted to go out and complete it...
Let me skip forward a little bit more. Okay, another 5 minutes forward. All right. Resuming there.
We wouldn't have even had to give him. I think he made a big mistake. I think he made a big mistake, what he's done to so many people, but that was a big mistake. But it looked like a great negotiation. That didn't work out too well for him. The Biden border crisis is also fueling a crime wave, the likes of which our country has never seen. Already in 2022, murders are up over 40% in Atlanta over last year's high of, we're seeing murders in our big cities, all Democrat run. All Democrat run, including, I hate to say, Atlanta. We're seeing numbers the likes of which we've never seen before. People are afraid to go out. They're afraid to walk down the street to buy a loaf of bread.
Let's go forward another 5 minutes. Here he is.
It's So I want Jody to come up, please. He's a terrific person. You know, he gave up a very safe seat in Congress to do this, and he's doing it because he...
Now, let me go back a little. Let me go back just a bit.
Thank you for coming to...
Okay.
Restore...
Here's David Perdue.
Because you have a lousy governor. It's in criminal anarchy.
He brings David Perdue up.
Starting with our great governor candidate, somebody that is going to do tremendously well in the primary and going to take on Stacey Abrams and going to beat her. Because, you know, somebody was saying she's not what she was. She was sort of pretty tough at one point 4 years ago. She's lost that luster. Let's see if that's true. But she's not what she was. But then again, who the hell is, right? Who the hell is? I gave her credit for that. But David Perdue's going to beat her, and Brian Kemp won't be able to do it. And as your senator, David, come on up here. As your senator, David stood up to the radical left with a spine of steel like nobody else. He was one of the fiercest champions for strong, secure borders in the entire Senate. And as Governor, David will be tough on crime. He will support our police. He will restore integrity to your elections. He'll crush Stacey Abrams' corrupt political machine. David, say a few words, please. Thank you.
Now, this is a chance for you to hear this candidate, David Perdue. He's even taller than Donald Trump. And listen to his admiration for Donald Trump. Very powerful leader.
Mr. President, thank you for coming to Georgia again. When I'm governor, we're going to clean this damn mess up, y'all. Thank you for making America first again. Thank you for rebuilding our military. Thank you for giving us the greatest economic turnaround in U.S. history. When we clean this up, we're going to welcome you back in a couple of years, and I hope it's for a much bigger race. Thank you. God bless you.
All right, let's get forward.
Thank you, David.
Let's get forward. Let's go to... all these people are speaking so glowingly of Donald Trump.
Well, you know what we're going to do, Georgia.
Here's Marjorie Taylor
Greene. We're going to...
Come on. Let's go back here. We're going to get to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Taylor Greene.
Now, listen to Donald Trump. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, let's go to Herschel Walker. He was ahead of us. Let's go to Herschel Walker first. Here he goes. Here's Herschel Walker.
Fellas, come on up, please. Come on up.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Ms. Trump. And I understand that you made a hole-in-one today on golf. The guy's a winner. I was a co-chair for your campaign in 2016, co-chair for your campaign here in the state of Georgia for 2020, and I want to be your co-chair again in 2024 when I'm running. So.
They all know he's running. It's a done deal.
Leadership matters, and as you can tell, a great leader like President Trump is what matters. I'm so honored to have his endorsement, and I'm so honored to have so many people here tonight. And I'd love to be your next lieutenant governor, and it's going to be up to you, everybody, to turn it out. Let's turn Georgia back red. Thank y'all very much.
I think Herschel Walker's next. We want to hear him.
He's doing a great job and had a great father that also loves this state. He's here tonight also. What a job he's done. Come on up, John. Come on up here, John. Attorney General, I tell you, you're going to be some attorney general. We need it so badly. We have an attorney general who's missing in action.
Please. Thank you, Mr. President. I am running for attorney general because I love this country and I've never been more worried about the direction it is headed. This gentleman here was the best president of my lifetime and I want to defend his honor. You elect me attorney general, I will open an investigation into the 2020 elections. We will expose the truth and we will hold the people responsible.
I forgot that guy's name. They're good, aren't they? Maybe Herschel's next.
Thank you, John. Wow. That's what we need. Also with us is the man who's going to end Chuck Schumer's brief and failed tenure as majority leader. the next United States Senator from Georgia, my good friend, and what an athlete he is. But what everything is. Herschel Walker has got everything, and we love Herschel. Come on, Herschel.
This is big. Herschel Walker is big.
Well, I want to just say that God is good. Yes. And because of President Trump, Herschel Walker is going to be your senator come November. So thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, guys. God bless you guys. Thank you.
You see, Donald Trump persuaded Herschel Walker to run. He's making it happen.
So we're joined as well, and I could say, get up here real quick. It's a little on the cold side, but not so bad. By some real warriors, Representative Andrew Clyde. Come on up, Andrew.
Wait, hang on, because Marjorie Taylor Greene.
A very popular person. People don't like admitting it, but somebody
here
that is really popular and loved and a very good person. And watch what happens when I announce her name. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
They love her. Now listen to what she has to say.
A man who's loved in Georgia, but even more loved in the state of Florida, Matt Gaetz. Great guy.
There's another great one, Matt Gaetz. All the good ones.
Your next congressman from Georgia's 10th Congressional District, a man that felt it was so important to have David become governor of this state that he left that race, and he was doing very well, but he didn't want to take one vote away from David Perdue. Vernon Jones is going to do an incredible job in Congress, and he has my complete and total endorsement. Come up, Vernon.
Okay, you can hear from all these folks now.
I want you all to know that I am a Donald Trump supporter. Y'all know he and I have a lot in common. He's a fighter and I'm a fighter. And the letter you're in the Constitution, Mr. President, the liberal media, they hate the fact that I am a MAGA man and that I stand for the America First agenda. They do not want me to support you and your agenda, Mr. President. And you know what? You see this on my back, Mr. President, I showed them earlier. I have Donald Trump armor on my back. Y'all see this? There's nothing that Greg Butstein with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, others, can do anything to stop this MAGA movement. We're coming to take this country back, Mr. President. Thank you, sir.
He's also, Vernon Jones, great.
Thank you so much. Well, I have to tell you all, and you know how I feel. I love President Trump, and I'm so grateful for him. Don't you love him, Georgia? I think we can all say he's the greatest president of our lifetime, and America misses him. Well, you know what we're going to do, Georgia. You know we're going to go out and we're going to vote. And we're going to make sure that we put the right people in office to never let our elections get stolen again. And then we're going to get out in 2024 and we're going to send our favorite president right back where he belongs, in the White House. God bless you, President Trump. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mr. President, thank you for coming to Georgia's 9th District. These are our people. These are my people. We love President Trump, don't we? All right. Yes, we do. This man has led us like no leader in my lifetime. And President Trump, you have been amazing. Your leadership has been phenomenal. And I sure hope that in 2024, I get to call you my president and see you in the White House one more time. Thank you, Mr. President.
I don't know that guy's name. They're all great. Here comes Matt Gaetz. You all know Matt Gaetz.
There is no greater country than America. There is no greater president than Donald J. Trump.
And if you don't mind me saying so, there is not a better member of Congress than Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, yes.
Give us the ability to fire Nancy Pelosi, take back the majority, impeach Joe Biden, and I'm going to nominate Donald Trump for Speaker of the United States House of Representatives.
That is you a big hug, great. Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone.
Listen to Trump's reaction.
Well, that was interesting. I want to also mention while we're here, candidate for Georgia Insurance Commission.
Okay, now we'll skip that. But, I mean, boy, I'll tell you, that was one of the highlights of the rally yesterday. You got to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene. You got to hear Matt Gaetz. You got to hear Herschel Walker. Did we get Herschel Walker? No, we got Vernon Jones. He's another black candidate. And just as eloquent as Herschel Walker. Yeah, we heard Herschel Walker. Yes, we did. And we heard him credit the fact that he's going to be a U.S. senator because, thanks to Donald Trump. And of course, also to Herschel Walker. I mean, what a candidate. What a draw. Everybody knows Herschel Walker. He's going to be a giant in the Senate. Oh, he's going to shred the communists. All right. So let's see here. We're coming up in the end of our first hour. And here at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, which I'm going to expand this show into the Trump Phenomenon / just for now, just as a working title, Deep State Show. We're going to talk about the deep state. And in today's show, part of the deep state I want to talk about is the idiots who are cheerleading for World War III. I'm sorry, you turds. I got little kids, and you ain't doing that. You're not going to vaporize my children's world in your World War III, you political punks. And I include in that category Zelensky, a political punk. He was not well regarded in Ukraine prior to his show business war clowning and his rooting for World War III. He's willing to defend Ukraine down to the last American. Oh, thanks a lot, but no thanks, Vladimir. I don't need you to defend Ukraine down. He's not defending Ukraine. He's defending the Zelensky government down to the last American. No, we don't need that. If we can keep these World War III people like Brian Kilmeade, if we can keep them in check until people like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're aware of this. They understand this completely, that the threat of World War III. Well, we'll be back with more Trump and more deep state right after this break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.